The Son can of himself do nothing, Jesus said. But whatsoever he seeth the Father do. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him whatsoever he himself is doing. You remember in Luke chapter 10, the day he sent out the 70. The Bible says in Luke 10, 17, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Rabbi, even the devils were subject to us in your name. What did he say? He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And I give you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Jesus saw Satan finished. So his disciples went and messed the devils up. It happens in the spiritual first before it happens in the physical. You will see victory. You will see breakthroughs like you never saw them before. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, I see you trampling over principalities and powers. I see you displacing territorial spirits. I see you taking over cities, taking over nations, operating in authority. I see some two or three people coming together after a service on Sunday and deciding who will be the next governor of their state. In this church, just say, that guy that we put there, what is he doing? We'll take him out. You, get ready. End of story. Because not only will we plan it, we have capacity to fund it. I was telling one of our young men in church, who is a politician, I said, son, all this English that you are speaking, all this grammar, criticizing people, it's the stomach infrastructure they are doing, stomach infrastructure, Amala politics. I said, son, have you seen Amala in the Bible before? He said, I said, Amala. Should I show you? So I showed him the power of Amala in the Bible. Didn't Jesus feed the crowd? Is that not stomach infrastructure? Didn't they chase him after that? He took a boat, crossed to the north. They took boat, followed him. He said, I know why you are chasing me. It's not because of any of the other. It is the multiplication of loaves. They said, exactly. Give us bread. He said, I'll show you real bread. I'm the bread. Eat me. He said, we're not witches. Nonsense. What is he talking about? I got angry and went away. The first crisis recorded in Acts of the Apostles was over Amala. Church was distributing food, and church was exploding. Don't tell me food is not important. And don't ignorantly just discard. If it is working, it is working. So, if that's what they are doing, let's tell them, you met us here. Did you hear what Pastor said earlier about the distribution to the widows last December? It's the same thing in our church. It's the same thing. Breakthrough crowd. This year, we said we're not even doing like we've been doing. It was bags, school bag, with notebooks and everything that you should have in a school bag that we were distributing in September. We produced 20,000. The night before, Friday night, my PA Toye sent me a text message and took pictures of the crowd that had gathered. We were distributing on Saturday morning. They came to sleep there. Some women came with three children. A woman came from Ibadan with children to come and kill. I screamed when I saw the message. I replied, I said, we can't leave them outside. What if it rains? Women and children. We must move them into one of the halls. The chief security officer protested. We don't know them from anywhere. It's a security risk. What if anything happens to them? We have to be responsible. I said, this is not security. They must. We can't leave them outside. It was a crowd. Over 500 people. And because of the overflow, because we had been doing it before, so the previous year, the one we did because of the overflow, we decentralized to 6 locations around Lagos. So this one was just at our church location. We prepared for 4,000 people. We got 7,000. After we took the people we wanted to take in, then there were 3,000 people outside in a long queue like this. Our center at Ikorodu, we prepared for 5,000. 17,000 showed up. 17,000. That is Amala in the Bible. You are adding a wedu and ogbono. So I'm just simply saying, it's a new dimension entirely. What you have to be prepared for, because Jesus said that heaven does not put new wine in old wineskin, that the wine will be wasted. So the problem is not with heaven. The problem is with the container. So if we're still in the place of Peter, with our minds only fixed on the way things have been, heaven will withhold those new things. Acts chapter 10. Arise, Peter, kill and eat. Peter said, Lord, you know I have never eaten any of those kind of things. That never. God took this thing up. Brought it the second time. Peter, eat this thing. I have never. Am I not the one that told you not to eat those things before? Brought it the third time. Peter, eat this thing. I've changed my mind. The season has changed. Dispensation has changed. What you did not eat before, you need to eat it now for heaven's agenda to be fulfilled. He took the thing out. He said, okay, let's even stop the argument. Some people are at the gate now. Anything they tell you, follow them. Follow them. Reluctant apostle. They had to drag him into the breakthrough. Heaven was ready to extend the gospel to the Gentiles. This season, there will be massive disruptions in every sector. You watch out for it. My concern is for the church, because the church is supposed to be at the head of the disruptions. Jesus was a disruptor. He came, changed the order, scattered the old. You have heard that it has been said. I say to you, I'm changing the rules. I'm the rule. So I came to prepare someone to get ready, because you are going to see things you never saw before. Somebody here, you are going to handle money you never handled before. To handle it, you have to see it. You have to see it. We're going to manage projects we never managed before. We're going to employ people we never employed before. We're going to meet people we never met before. Walk in places, operate in places we never operated before. You will be sitting with kings. Should I warn someone? You will eat food you never ate before. Hey, which one is this one? That's what they eat at the new level. To activate your capacity for vision, spend time in prayer. Spend time in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. There is no shortcut for it. Proximity is the key to impact. You have to hang close to the Holy Spirit to pick the things that He is showing to our world. The Holy Spirit activates your inner faculties. As soon as I got born again, I just noticed, and filled with the Holy Spirit as a student, I just noticed, I would kneel down, begin to pray, and it would be like somebody pressed play in my imagination. And I would see myself standing like this to teach people. It could only have been from God. I was too shy to think such a thing up on my own. Too shy, too reserved. good introvert. So to look into the eye of one person and to speak was difficult. So to now imagine myself standing in front of a crowd to speak. And because it only happened when I prayed, and there was a knowing that came inside me that that was me in the future. It happened. The Holy Spirit, you remember what Peter said on the day of Pentecost? Acts chapter 2, 16 and 17. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. See, you will come under inspiration, and inspiration is the key to revelation. You will be saying things you would not have said on a normal day. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. I define vision as the ability to see people, places, and things. Not just the way they are, but the way they could be. The ability to see people, places, and things, not just the way they are, but the way they could be. And that's what Nigeria needs now. Port Harcourt will not remain like this for long. There's a new Port Harcourt. When I go to the U.S., I see New Jersey, New York, new this, new that. I said, that's it. The presence of the new is proof there was an old one, old version. Our current cities are going to expire. We need new cities. And it is only the church that has the capacity to capture the future like that. We must not waste the Holy Spirit. I'm tired of being led by people that cannot see. Jesus said they will lead you into the gutter. What heaven wants to do now is to open the eyes of people. So if you have been following the blind, when God opens your eyes, the following should stop. The equation should change. Am I right? Now, if heaven has opened your eyes and you are still following the blind person, then they should beat you. Heaven is changing the dynamics. Watch out. The Holy Spirit told me, I'm raising new brands. They are going to hear names they never had before. Came to prepare someone this morning for that. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in prayer. I will set myself on the watch. Set myself on the tower. See what the Lord will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Habakkuk 2. Verses 1 and 2. And the Lord answered me. Heaven will answer you. Your prayer life will be different from now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables. That he may run that reads it. Spend time in meditation. Give your imagination to the Holy Spirit. Make the Bible your dream book. There is no human problem that was not solved in the Bible. Barren women got children. The sick got healed. Poor people, paupers became princes. Even dead people came back to life. The Bible is the book where God shatters impossibilities, remove limitations from our thinking. Take time to brood over those stories in the Bible and turn them into your story. It is in the imagination that you overcome your limitations. It is in the imagination that you overcome. God helps you to overcome your limitations. Joseph's brothers did not like him. They hated him and did not speak kind words to him. How did Joseph respond? And Joseph dreamed a dream. If you are dominating me in the physical, that's fine. I believe that he prayed, and God now painted this picture in his imagination where he was now dominating them. The imagination is your opportunity to overcome your limitation. You don't have a car now. Your imagination is your opportunity to own one. And to cruise in it around town. When I first got to Lagos, I used to take bus, take taxi, trek. But Holy Ghost had taught me about the power of the imagination, this powerful equipment that God put in us that turns ideas and impulses into images. So while I was riding in the bus, I would just switch off. It was my body that was in the bus. The real me inside, my spirit, through my imagination, was in my car, cruising around Lagos, my Mercedes-Benz or BMW. Sometimes it will not be car. It will be first-class cabin of an aircraft. Lagos to London. London to New York. Until I would hear, Paco! Oh, wow! Don't carry me beyond my destination. I would trek on the road. People would drive beautiful cars past. Holy Spirit gave me deliverance through my imagination. Because the natural impulse that came from my conditioning was to hiss. Holy. Thief. Holy Spirit told me, if you allow that to register in your imagination, that it is thieves that drive those beautiful cars, you will never drive them. Because you don't believe that you're a thief. So I stopped it. So when I saw the fine car, I would say to myself, in this Lagos, we will drive these fine cars together. Thank you, Jesus. Speaking tongues. Oh, I was having exciting times in the Holy Spirit. You know the amazing thing about faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So the exciting thing about the man and woman of vision is that because God has made the future real to you, you can borrow joy from that future and bring it into the present. Woo! Woo! Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 10 says, but these things he has revealed unto us by his Spirit. Hang around the Holy Spirit this season. Telling you, 5 years, next 5 years, taking shape. Next 10 years, taking shape. Next 20 years, taking shape. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. New visions. New dreams. I see new visions coming. New dreams coming. He says it, he will do it. If he has proposed, he will bring it to pass. And because it does not need your ability, it's a function of grace. Function of grace. Function of grace. Have them like that. Products of grace. You know, guys that are now heavy duty and God-fearing. That's what makes my heart glad. Some years back, one of them said, Pastor Sam, we just bought a ship. We want to dedicate it. We want you to come and help us to pray for it. And I was going to be out of the country, so I asked one of our pastors to go and pray for it. Sheep. Now I think they have 3 or 4 of them. That's another one. There's this other one, he just turned 40 some months ago. He was telling me some weeks ago, I need you, sir, because I don't want to go crazy and I don't want to do anything crazy. So because we achieved our goals, we have exceeded the goals. So he said last year the target for our business was 4.5 billion, and actually we made 6 billion. Young chaps, products of pure grace, they were nothing before. So as I prophesy here this morning, whatever has damaged the capacity for seeing, heaven repairs it this morning. Yeah.